A Pennsylvania judge is expected to rule this week on whether a new state voter ID law will stand. The plaintiffs in the case say hundreds of thousands of registered voters will be turned away on Election Day because they don't have acceptable IDs, which include a state driver's license, the Department of Transportation's new non-driver ID, or a passport, military ID, or student ID card. The state attorneys supporting the law say Americans should have IDs, and the states have a right to require it. Both sides are ready to appeal the decision of the judge. John Micek is with the Allentown PA Morning Call. And John, listeners might note I didn't mention voter fraud. That's been debated across the country because in Pennsylvania, the state wasn't allowed to bring up accusations of voter fraud.
Robin, that's right. I mean, that's been the bedrock argument by supporters of this law in states where it's been in action, that it's supposed to reduce voter fraud. But in the case of the Pennsylvania argument, the state stipulated in a pre-hearing filing that they actually could not find any instances of the sort of fraud that this law is intended to combat. That's voter impersonation, that very sort of narrowly tailored voter fraud that voter ID is intended to target.
Right. So they did not bring that up, but again, made the case that legally they had the right to do this. This was a law passed by their legislature, and that having an ID was something that Americans had to do for all sorts of different reasons. But tell us more about why the challengers were against this requirement. Why would they not be able to get the required government IDs? What were some of the reasons given?
In a lot of cases, some of these people, they had been married multiple times, or they were born in rural communities where they didn't necessarily have easy access to authorities where they could take out a birth certificate. Some of these people who are in the case have been trying for several years unsuccessfully to get copies of their birth certificates and the required documentation so they could get photo ID. There are actually two arguments made about that in court. The first one was, and this goes back to, again, whether or not they have the proper documentation, a Social Security card or a birth certificate so that they can get that the proper form of identification. The other one is a matter of access. It's not always easy for these voters to get to the State Department of Transportation where they can get these cards.
Well, in the meantime, studies were recently done showing that upwards of 800,000 voters might not have IDs in Pennsylvania. There was a data firm that produced a map showing that many of these voters were overwhelmingly in low-income minority neighborhoods. Inner city people who don't drive, for instance, don't have licenses, which fed into the belief that this whole requirement has been a political move by Republicans in the state. And then the state's Republican majority leader, Mike Terzai, sealed that thinking for a lot of people when he said this in addressing supporters and ticking off a list of his state party's, the Republican Party's, accomplishments.
Voter ID, which is going to allow Governor Romney to win the state of Pennsylvania. Done.
That was played in court. How did that play in court?
That is a very dramatic moment, having Majority Leader Terzai as the virtual star witness for the plaintiffs in the case. They said plain and clear that that was an example of a nakedly partisan effort on the part of Republicans to foreclose out whole populations that traditionally vote Democrat.
Well, meanwhile, I mentioned those studies. The Philadelphia Inquirer's Bob Warner took a look at the studies and found that there were inaccuracies in the studies. In other words, nobody really knows how many people don't have the required government IDs. What's the thinking as to what's going to happen here?
If you listen to the plaintiffs in this case, they're predicting just pandemonium on Election Day. We have people who've been voting in the same precinct since FDR coming in and being turned away because they don't have the proper identification, or people coming in presuming that they have the proper identification and then being told that they do not. Throughout this, the state had argued that even if they don't have the non-driver photo identification or the very special voter identification card, that they would still be allowed to cast what are known as provisional ballots, where they could make their vote and then return within 6 days with proof of their identity so that their vote would count. That's one thing in theory. Whether that happens in practice is another matter entirely.
Well, because in many cases it's one thing to get someone out to vote. To get them out to vote twice or to take a second action just might be too taxing. Well, meanwhile, John Micek, what happens here? As we said, both sides are ready to go to in the state court to appeal. We're only really a couple months away from elections. What's the thinking as to whether or not the state can gear up for this either way with this case still in courts?
Everyone involved is hoping that the state Supreme Court would rule in time for Election Day. That is still the presumption, I think, but it's going to be tight.
John Micek of the Allentown PA Morning Call. John, thanks so much.
Robin, thank you.
And again, a judge in a Pennsylvania lower court is expected to rule on that Pennsylvania voter ID law this week. We'll keep an eye on that for you. Back in 30 seconds, here now.